Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Got some very interesting actions going on right now in the world, specifically in the United States world of politics. Kamala Harris continues to draw the ire of a lot of people, primarily Republicans, I have to say. The Mueller investigation has some new twists to it, which Jimmy and I are going to talk about. Just a whole bunch of interesting things going on. I think I'm going to probably not watch NBA basketball anymore. I'm really, really disappointed in the fact that LeBron James, one of the greatest professional basketball players in history, you can't take that away from him, but his personality, I think, is very inflammatory when it comes to race relations, and that makes me really sad. Jimmy, what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the investigation going on about the missing cell phone that turned up?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are going on with the Mueller investigation, the Russia collusion theory. The Senate Homeland Security Committee and Chairman Ron Johnson, they just voted 8-6 to subpoena James Comey, as well as John Brennan and the former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper,
right,
as well as Sidney Blumenthal, the Clinton contact, very strong page, Dennis McDonald, which is Obama chief of staff, and Lisa Page, a former FBI agent, Joe Pienka,
yeah,
Samantha Power, and Bill Priestep, as well as Susan Rice and Peter Strzok. So quite a list of subpoenas to attempt to get to the bottom of what's happening. I don't know when this hearing will take place. It may be a little bit late for election impact, but clearly there's a lot of information now that is showing what the Obama administration did with the FBI and Department of Justice to do an illegal surveillance of an opposition campaign.
Jim, the question I have is how long a duration can the liberals postpone this thing so it has no effect on the election?
Oh, they're going to try as hard as they can to do that.
Of course they are.
But if they get, and you know, of course, people are going to be trying to get back for their campaigning in October. So you know, the different candidates that are up for re-election. The problem for the Democrats are that the timing here will give a couple of weeks worth of press that they cannot avoid facing, because these questions have been around for a long time, but the mainstream media outlets have basically ignored the facts,
right,
of what has happened. So, and with this latest information of the entire Mueller team, or at least 31 phones from the Mueller investigative team, the special counsel's office, wiping their phones and information after they found out that Lisa Page and Peter Strzok had been communicating about these issues. Unbelievable obstruction of justice, mm-hmm, as they're going through to attack another political party and the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was the president. It's crazy. Unbelievable.
Well, it is unbelievable. You know, I have to say, it really boils down to one thing. Everything is focusing, in my opinion, right now. All the events are really adding more credence to who this fight is really between. It isn't really between two people. It's between nationalists and globalists. And I have to say that given the state that our country is in economically, given the state that our country is in from a societal standpoint, a viewpoint, I guess I need to say, is that globalism is certainly not necessarily, I mean, when you look at poor people in other countries, sure, everybody wants to help everybody, but the fact of the matter is, we have to help ourselves. You cannot help other people if you can't even help yourself. And I would point to one very simple fact, and that's called World War II. The United States, obviously with the help of Great Britain and France and other countries, basically saved, in my opinion, the entire Jewish race. Okay, I think if Hitler had succeeded in wiping out, brutally killing the majority of the Jews that he had his hands on, the Jewish race would have been close to eliminated from the earth. At the time that we entered the Second World War in order to accomplish that, among other things, humanitarian things, the U.S. was pretty strong. Right now, if the U.S. does not remain strong, we are not going to be able to help the rest of the world. Sure, people like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Carlos Slim and others are very definitely going to profit greatly. But the fact of the matter is, humanity will suffer greatly if we don't remain strong. My 2 cents. Actually, that's $10.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the point is that the globalists and these people that you're talking about, you know, the ideology behind it is, oh, okay, we lift all boats by having, you know, open borders and we allow people to go up. But what has happened in reality is these countries that had very poor economic policies, that had poor governance policies, have had success in economic development, not that benefits their people so much, but benefits the topped corrupt leadership in those places, as well as the corporations that are abusing the populations to do it. So in fact, it looks good, but on paper, it's actually, you know, on paper it looks good, but in reality, it turns out quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. And as far as, you know, World War II, it wasn't just the Jews. It's any opposition, any political opposition. If you remember, the Aryan ideology was basically to eradicate anybody that wasn't a perfect blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, superhero. Right. And the fact is that, you know, anybody that was against that, and that's what happened in both the Soviet system, in the fascist systems in Italy and Spain, the fascist systems in, national socialism in Nazi Germany. Basically, anybody that opposed you was eradicated.
That's right.
And that is exactly what we're facing right now with the ideologies that are rising from the socialist view. Same thing's happening in Venezuela. Same thing happened in Cuba. Same thing's happened around the world in many, many places where the opposition and anybody with intellect that is able to argue is basically shut down. And that's what we're facing. That's mm-hmm. This is the decision that we're facing right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, it's more than just a little bit sad. The other comment I want to make is, Nancy, thank you very much for all of your input. Nancy down the street, Jim and I both appreciate your missives that you send us. There are other things going on right now that are pretty serious. Let's talk about some of them, Jimmy.
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, where do you start?
The fact that, you know, the fires, the arson, the accusations of global warming, the peace deal, that the amazing peace deal that was cut between UAE, Israel, and now Bahrain, and potentially 9 other Arab nations with Israel, something that we have talked about, that I said, you know, and years ago that the Trump administration was working towards, and it's now coming to fruition. They're being ignored by CNN. In fact, the headline on CNN is almost...
I need to interrupt you because this is a very important point, and at my age, sometimes I forget. It isn't just CNN. I watched Lester Holt last night, and the situation that Trump brokered, interestingly enough, was played down by the Lester Holt team. The only reason it happened is because the Arab countries wanted to get military weapons from us. I mean, come on, is the glass half full or is it half empty?
It's ridiculous that the mainstream media and these corporate globalist media companies are ignoring one of the most significant movements in Arab-Israeli relations in history. This is unbelievable, unbelievably positive. And the headline on CNN was no social distancing between a large crowd at the White House ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that.
It's almost surreal. Almost
yes,
surreal.
It is, Jimmy.
And that's, you know, I mean, this is the fight that we are now in. And, you know, it's really not even a political us or them Republican-Democrat issue. This is really about freedom versus oppression. This is about silencing voices versus allowing free press and free discussion. It's about, you know, big corporations controlling your media and your internet and, you know, Twitter and Facebook being, you know, controlling the voices out there because so many people are dependent upon them. And the mainstream media, which are connected to these globalist corporations, they're trying to undermine the direction of this nation on lies.
Yep.
It's crazy. Or misinformation or failing to report.
Jimmy, I agree 1,000%. Reporting. You know, and I think a new combatant has entered this particular war. That combatant has always been there, but I think people are starting to realize just how dangerous China is right now. Globalism on the part of the United States would greatly benefit China economically, hugely. And, you know, then you have to ask yourself, well, what can the Chinese do to prevent that from happening? And the answer is COVED. And I have listened to some physicians recently who have said the evidence indicates today that COVID has been exported from laboratories in China to the United States.
Well, there's no question that there was some either tragic mistake or intentional release of a virus that was somehow modified.
Yep.
And whether, you know, naturally and they made the mistake or whatever, but we do know what they've done to control it, to try and minimize and use propaganda to cover up what happened and how they're effectively using this to continue the lockdowns. And the Democrats are doing it in order to shut down the economy, in order to undermine one of the critical elements of success within this administration. And that's, I mean, it's people doing destructive action in order to undermine American citizens and a Democratic Party that is actively pursuing those types of policies and saying somehow we're going to make it better.
That's right.
What? They're not going to make it better. They're going to continue down this road of control and then again silencing the opposition using FBI, Department of Justice, IRS, EPA, all the regulatory agencies that they used under the Obama administration to undermine business and people they did not like.
That's right.
In order to take away power from those they didn't like and give it to the people they do like. And that's why you've got massive corporate donations to the Biden-Harris campaign or Harris-Biden campaign, depending on who's talking today. And those donations are in the, you know, massive amounts in order to help prop up and buy influence for the future for them. And I think it's disgusting.
I pray
America is tired of it.
I do too. Very interesting rant. This was one of the better ones. Jimmy, thank you so much. You folks out there have any questions, please let us know and we will address every one of them.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.